part of making your home an embassy involves hospitality, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does involve hospitality, because when you think about an embassy in another country, if you went to the American embassy in a foreign land, you would be welcomed. You would be greeted warmly. You would be invited in. And that's the essence of hospitality. You might go to the American embassy because you had a need, you had a problem that you needed their help solving. Or you might just go visit because you wanted to see the embassy. And so I think our homes, as we represent Christ, can do the same thing. So when our kids are in school and they want to bring friends home, and we want those children, when they come into our home, to feel welcomed and received, that this is a warm, good environment to be in. So I think hospitality is really important, because we're commanded to be hospitable in the Bible. And I think that's one way that we communicate who Jesus is. Jesus talked to anybody and everybody. He welcomed everybody. His love was available for everybody. And as his ambassadors, we need to share his love with anyone. And so I think it's a great exercise for families to teach your kids to reach out to their friends in school and to invite their friends to come to your home, so that you can know who your kids are hanging out with in school, but also so that you can have an influence on those kids and maybe give them a different experience of what home is supposed to be like, because theirs may be very different.